Audio check. 1, 2, 3. Audio check. 1, 2, 3. Audio check. 1, 2, 3.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies bench coach Cesar Galvez. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me here. It's my pleasure to be with you.
Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game two of six between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting San Jose Giants. Hello and welcome however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday night baseball between the single-A affiliates of the San Francisco Giants and Colorado Rockies. It's a renewed rivalry between California League North Division foes, your Fresno Grizzlies, and the visiting San Jose Giants. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 11-3. They are tied for first place in the California League North Division standings. The Grizzlies have won five straight games, six of their last seven games overall. The Grizzlies, yesterday morning, beat the San Jose Giants by a score of 6-0. The Grizzlies won their fifth straight game, their longest winning streak in 2024. They beat San Jose for the fourth consecutive time after sweeping them at Excite Ballpark to open the season. And the Grizzlies completed their second shutout in four games as well, improving to 4-0 in day contests. Fresno also moved to 10-0 in scoring first and 4-0 in series openers. And on top of it, the Grizzlies celebrated their first of three Making the Grade games, Kids Days, at Chuck Chancey Park. 8,492 fans enjoyed a free game, free lunch, a free assembly, and entertainment, all thanks to our proud partners of your Fresno Grizzlies. Well, Albert Pacheco was the story yesterday after watching teammate Jack Mahoney earn California League Pitcher of the Week honors. Pacheco, the southpaw, decided to match Mahoney's line perfectly. Six scoreless innings, allowing two hits and a walk. He struck out five, 70 pitches, 51 strikes. Stu Flez in the third. Tyler Hoffman and Braden Carmichael wrapped up the final three innings to conclude the Grizzlies' second shutout win of the season, and that's in a span of 4 days. Flezlin and Hoffman were also part of that group in the first Fresno shutout. The Grizzlies' offense supplied six runs on 11 hits, four walks, and three Giants errors. Eight of the nine Fresno batters notched at least one hit, and the first six starters in the lineup scored a run. Of the Grizzlies' 11 hits, one of them landed for extra bases. Aiden Longwell, Andy Perez, Ben McCabe all extended their hit streaks after picking up multi-hit games. And a lot of great action overall. E.J. Andrews Jr. had two RBI. Jake Snyder was the double. He reached base three times with a pair of walks as well. So tonight, the Grizzlies at 11-3, the Giants at 5-10. They bring a great pitching matchup, a battle of right-handers. The Grizzlies give the ball to right-hander Brian Perez. Perez, no record at 2.25 ERA, makes his third start of the season. Perez, the nephew of Edinson Volquez, the former Major League star. And on the other side, Josh Bostic gets the ball for San Jose, making his fourth start of the season, an 0-2 record, a 5 ERA for the tall right-hander in Bostic. So great right-handed pitching matchup between Perez and Bostic as we get set for Wednesday night baseball. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies bench coach Cesar Galvez, and we talked a little bit of everything. We talked about his role as a bench coach, and of course, we interviewed him last year, so we talked a little bit about how last year went for him, and of course, we talked about his third base coaching ability and what it means to have players that can play multiple positions, which include outfielder Jason Hinchman and, of course, Braylon Wimmer as well. We come back right after this break. We'll have that interview with Cesar Galvez. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies bench coach Cesar Galvez. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me here. It's my pleasure to be with you.
So the first question I have for you, so I know you just finished up doing some batting practice, but tell the fans a little bit about your upbringing. Where are you from, and when did you come over here to the United States?
Well, I'm from Dominican Republic in a really small town, and my first year in the United States was 2012, and then I become I come in every year since that year, so that's
it. Yeah, so then, you know, you were a player in the Rockies minor league system. Talk about your time with the Rockies as a player.
Well, as a player, like I said, it was a season. I spent 2 years, I signed in 2010. I spent 2 years in Dominican Republic, then coming to United States in 2012 and played 7 years total. It was good. It was fun. Like, everything, I just give everything that I got. I so proud of and thankful about the organization that gave me a lot of opportunity on my way as a pro ball player, and now it still give me a lot of opportunity as a coach. So I'm so happy with the organization, and here we are.
You know, one thing that you actually look up, if you look up your player reference page, is that you stole a lot of bases. So you were fast in your own mind. But the real question is, now with all the coaching staff here, do you think you're still the fastest among all the coaches as well?
Oh, that's for sure. That's for sure. No, and that was one of the skills that I have in the game. So one of the things that I do well. So it just make it work. Make it work, so.
Absolutely, and now you've been able to now bring it as a coach here in the Rockies system. Second year with Fresno, we're glad to have you back as well, too. Not only are you the bench coach, you're also the third base coach as well, which takes a lot of skill. Can you tell the fans a little bit of your day-to-day as a bench coach, but also as being the third base coach?
Well, I'm happy again. Like I say, I'm happy again to be with you guys and to be back to Fresno. It's kind of the same question that you Ben asked me on the, out of the interview. It's kind of, Ben coach is kind of be the same, the second guy, the second manager, like be on the same page with the manager just in case something happened. Just prepare and be on the same page again with the manager. And coaching third, it's a hard job. It's a little thing that you have to pay attention to. And not just be there and send guy and stop guy. You gotta find another team of the other team, pitchers wise, catcher wise. You know, it's knowing a lot of teams.
Your preparation is unbelievable, and it shows with the players that have come through over the past couple of years. Last year, Ryan Ritter was the California League MVP. What does that mean to you, knowing that you coached a guy that now is an MVP here in the Cal League?
Well, first of all, it was a staff job. We all together put the work in on that kid, and he put the work in. He will always was coachable and want to work, and I'm not surprised that he have that year. So he do excellent job, and we all happy that we have that kind of player with us last year.
And another guy now that's this year as well is Andy Perez. He's back again. The fielding is there. The bat is coming around. Can you tell the fans a little bit about Andy Perez?
Well, It's a young player. They have a lot of talent, and I think he will be an all-star player in the big league. Just take time. Some players take for some players quicker to get something work, and for other players take more time. So in that case, I'm probably gonna say Andy put the work in this off season to become a better player this year. For that reason, you guys see the success that he's been having in the field. So he's one of our best guy on the team right now.
And there's a couple guys on the team as well that are listed as not only an outfielder, as also an infielder. Braylon Wimmer, Jason Hinchman, Aiden Longwell, guys who can play multiple positions. How cool is it having utility guys like that?
Well, I mean, as a manager and as a bench coach, it's nice when you have that. You can move more pieces. So it make it easy when you need somebody in left field and you have the third base and they can go out there and make the play. At the same time, when you have somebody to play outfield and you can bring it to the first base as a Hitchman. So it's nice to have that combo on the team. So we so happy and blessed because we have that on our team.
So much talent on this team. But what are some goals for Mr. Galvez in 2024?
Well, first of all, as an organization, we are the development and a winning organization. So it's simple. We are here to make the player better, to development to the right way, and also trying to win the championships in the California League.
Well, that sounds amazing to me. I thank you so much for taking time in this interview.
No problem, man.
And we thank Grizzlies bench coach Cesar Galvez for joining us on the pregame show. With that being said, we'll head over to PA announcer Mark Standriff for today's national anthem. And the national anthem to get us set for Wednesday night baseball, game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting San Jose Giants. Hello and welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park as your Fresno Grizzlies get ready to take on the San Jose Giants. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and boy, are we excited as the rivalry is renewed between California League North Division foes. And it's now time for the starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting San Jose Giants under first-year manager and former Fresno Grizzly infielder Yedwin Villegas. The Giants at 5-10, they are the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, and their lineup is center fielder number 9, Jonah Cox, shortstop number 2, Cole Foster, DH number 12, Bryce Eldridge, back from the injury. He's been out for about 10 games or so. Batting fourth is the catcher number 15, Ty Hanchy. Batting fifth, a third baseman number 39, Elion Rayo. Batting sixth, the left fielder number 8, Guillermo Williamson. Batting seventh, the first baseman number 16, Javier Francisco. Batting eighth is the right fielder number 7, Nadir Lewis. And batting ninth, the second baseman number 1, Giancarlos Cio. And on the bump for San Jose's, the right-hander Josh Bostic will give you the Grizzlies' defensive lineup and then their actual lineup in the bottom of the first. Right-hand pitcher Brian Perez will be the Grizzlies' pitcher, though, as he will face Jonah Cox to lead things off here in the top of the first. As we get ready for first pitch, Brian Perez out of the full windup. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And it is a called strike on the inner part of the plate. Count it 0-1, and we are underway at 6:48 p.m. Here comes the 0-1, and it is outside. Count at 1-1. Again, 6:48 p.m., 69 degrees, cloudy skies, 7 miles per hour blowing out to right field. As here comes the pitch from Perez, that's inside. Counted 2-1 from Brian Perez. As we are underway here at Chuck Chancey Park, here comes the 2-1 to Jonah Cox, and it's inside. Counted 3-1. Grizzlies defensively over in the outfield, left fielder Fadrio Cruz. In center field is Caleb Hobson. Over and right is Felix Tena, as the 3-1 is inside and a leadoff walk to Jonah Cox. So Brian Perez, no record of 2.25 ERA, will now face Cole Foster, the shortstop. For the infield for Fresno, it will be Luis Mendez at third. Andy Perez is at short. Tevin Tucker is at second. And Aiden Longwell is at first. The DH is Jake Snyder. The catcher is Darius Perry. As here's a high pop-up lift over the past couple of seasons. But so far, the Grizzlies taking advantage early on. As the 0-1 is outside. Count of one ball and one strike. From Brian Perez, the right-hander. No record of 2.25 ERA. 4 innings pitched in both starts so far this year. So 8 innings combined. As the 1-1 is a ground ball to short. Up with it is Perez. The throw to first is in time to get the speedy Hanchy. And that will end the inning. Brian Perez leaves a base runner stranded. As we have the bomb in the first, we'll give you the Grizzlies lineup right after this. You'll see Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the first inning, no score between San Jose and Fresno, as we give you the Fresno Grizzlies starting lineup by reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis. The Grizzlies, 11-3, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. The Toyota starting lineup will have first baseman Aiden Longwell leading off. He is now at the plate against Josh Bostic. As here comes the first pitch from the righty, fouled off, counted 0-1. Second baseman Tevin Tucker, he bats second. Batting third, the shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fourth, the DH, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting fifth, the right fielder, and number 14, Felix Tena. As here's a pop-up, this is the catcher, Hanchy, in foul territory, and he will make the catch for the first out, and Longwell is retired. One away, as here comes Tevin Tucker. So batting fifth is the right fielder, Felix Tena. Batting sixth is the left fielder, number 28, Fadrio Cruz. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 33, Darius Perry. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. And, of course, Brian Perez on the bump. As that pitch is inside of Tevin Tucker, the count at 1-0. Again, the Grizzlies' Toyota starting lineup is Longwell, Tucker, Perez, Snyder, Tena, Cruz, Perry, Mendez, Hobson, and Brian Perez on the bump. Count at Tucker's 1-1 after he swings and misses. One out here in the bottom of the first as Josh Bostic delivers, and that is a called strike. Count at 1-2. Tevin Tucker, the number 2 hitter in this Grizzlies lineup. Here comes the 1-2, and it's called strike 3, and Tucker down on strikes. Second out of the inning, first strikeout for Bostic, and it brings up shortstop Andy Perez. Andy Perez has hit safely in all 14 games this season. As the first pitch to Perez is high, count of one ball and no strikes. Andy Perez hitting .339, a 1.001 OPS. As here comes the pitch, and Perez, fly ball, right center field. Did he get a hold of it? It is just off the wall. Extra bases for Perez. He's looking for three. Here's the relay throw. He slides in safely. A two-out triple for Andy Perez. And the Grizzlies in business here in the first inning. Andy Perez now hits safely in 15 straight games. And just like that, Jake Snyder comes up with an opportunity to drive in Perez. Andy Perez with that triple. It's his 10th Grizzlies triple in 2 years, making him three triples shy of joining the Grizzlies' top 10 career records. As the first pitch from Snyder is fouled off, count and no balls in one strike. Andy Perez, his third triple of the season, as that is inside, count of one and one to Jake Snyder. So Perez's third triple of the year. He also has three homers and three doubles, but his 10th overall in a Grizzlies uniform as the 1-1 is outside. Count two balls and one strike to Jake Snyder. Here comes the pitch. Line drive out to left field. It's getting down to hurry, and the left fielder can't make the catch in Williamson. It goes all the way to the wall. Snyder now looking for three. The throw is offline, and Jake Snyder has an RBI triple. Back-to-back three baggers. The Grizzlies lead 1-0. Jake Snyder, a triple. It scores Andy Perez. 1-0 Grizzlies. So Jake Snyder with an RBI triple, and the Grizzlies have an early 1-0 lead, all with two outs. So Jake Snyder, the RBI triple, it scores Andy Perez. As Tennis sees a strike, the count of no balls in one strike. Second triple in a run. And it's 1-0 Fresno, as here's the next pitch to Tenna. And a line drive, and that gets down to the right field. A base hit. Snyder waltzes home, and it's 2-0 Fresno. Back-to-back two RBI hits for Fresno. So Jake Snyder scores. As Tenna has the second RBI of the series. Third hit for Fresno, all with two outs, and it brings up left fielder Fadrio Cruz. Here comes the pitch, and it's high for a ball, count of one ball and no strikes. Going back to that Snyder triple, Snyder is now one triple shy of joining the Grizzlies' top 10 career records. As here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off right below us, count it one ball and two strikes. 2-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the first inning. Andy Perez, a triple out to right center. And then Jake Snyder, the triple after the diving attempt by Guillermo Williamson. And then the RBI single from Tenna to right field. 2-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the first. As a count to Cruz at one ball and two strikes, two outs in the inning. Here comes the pitch from Bostic. There goes the runner and Tenna. The pitch is low. The throw to second, and it will get behind Felix Tenna, who did not slide. And Tenna is safe. He went up to second base thinking that he was there by a mile when really the ball was right there. Tenna stolen base, but he is fortunate. So now runner at second here with two outs. As here comes the pitch to Cruz. And Cruz check swing, and he did go around to end the inning. 2-0 Fresno after back-to-back triples and an RBI single. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansi Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chukchansi Park. Top of the second inning, 2-0 Fresno leads San Jose as Brian Perez will take on Elion Ryo. As the first pitch to Ryo is a fastball grooved in on the inside part of the plate, counted no balls and one strike. As here comes the next pitch from Brian Perez, who has a nice run support early as it's fouled off. Count now at no balls, two strikes to Ryo. So the Grizzlies with two outs had an RBI triple from Jake Snyder after Andy Perez had a triple, and then Felix Tena an RBI single. So three two-out hits, and two of them triples, as the Grizzlies have an early lead. Ryo takes his time, and we'll redo the time clock here, as here comes the pitch from Perez, and it is just inside. Count it, one ball and two strikes. From Brian Perez towards Ryo, here comes the 1-2. And it is called strike three on the inside part of the plate. Ryo not happy with the call, but Perez has his first punch out of the evening. And it brings up Guillermo Williamson for the first time, the left fielder. So Perez picks up the strikeout, and now it's Williamson. As here comes the first pitch to the left fielder, and it is a check swing, and it's 1-0. As Grizzlies bench coach and our pregame guest, Cesar Galvez, giving some defensive switches in terms of positioning. As we can see now, the right fielder and the center fielder moving, as here's a line drive up the middle. Almost takes off the head of the pitcher in Perez. His hat did fall off, and Williamson has a one-out single. First hit for San Jose. As here comes Javier Francisco, the first baseman. 2-0 Fresno here in the top of the second inning. Glad you could join us for Fresno Grizzlies baseball. As time called by the catcher, Perry, he will go talk to Perez. So the Grizzlies already with two triples in just the first inning. And because of that team batting, that is their most triples in a single game this season as a team. Perez and Snyder, both guys were top 10 in single season triples last year for Fresno. Snyder was tied for second with 10. And Andy Perez had 7, which made him 10th in triples and single season triples. As the first pitch is a called strike to Francisco, counted 0-1. And now with that triple from Snyder, he inches himself closer, just one triple shy of the Grizzlies' top 10 career triples. As that swung on miss by Francisco, counted no balls and two strikes. from Brian Perez. No record of 2.25 ERA for the right-hander. Perez is 6'2", 167 pounds. Here's the 0-2. Inside, count at 1 and 2. Perez is 20 years old from Bajos de Haina, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent in 2021. Perez is the nephew of former Major League World Series champion, former Major League All-Star, and no-hitter recipient, and Edison Volquez. So he comes from very good bloodlines here in pro baseball. And Brian Perez, just 20 years old, making a name for himself. As here's the 1-2 inside, and it hits Francisco. So Williamson will jog to second. Francisco will head over on the hit-by-pitch. First hit-by-pitch for Brian Perez. And now brings up Nadir Lewis with runners at first and second and one out. Nadir Lewis, first at-bat. As now the catcher Perry giving some signs to the infield. Runners at first and second with one out. 2-0 Fresno here in the top of the second inning. As Brian Perez looking in. Perez has gone four innings in his first two starts. Made the start last week against the Stockton Ports. That was back on April 17th. As the first pitch just misses. Count at 1-0. Brian Perez, his first outing of the season, came here at Chukchansi Park against the Inland Empire 66ers. Here's the 1-0 from Perez. Swung on and missed. Count of one ball and one strike. Good pitch down the zone from Brian Perez. Hey, Grizzlies fans, experience the ultimate party at Chukchansi. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. As here comes the pitch from Perez, and that is low. The count now at 2-1. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChukchansiGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chukchansi Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. And we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. As here comes the 2-2 pitch from Perez over to Lewis. And it's in the dirt. Good stop from Darius Perry. Now full, 3-2. Runners at first and second with one out here in the top of the second inning. 2-0 Fresno lead San Jose. Andy Perez, a two-out triple. Jake Snyder, a two-out RBI triple. Felix Tena, a two-out RBI single. As the pitch is fouled off, count remains at 3-2. So 3-2. Brian Perez working a deep count now with Nadir Lewis. Lewis yesterday was 0-4, struck out looking his first time at the dish against Albert Pacheco. As that is swung on and missed down in the zone. And Perez has his second punch out of the evening. Good pitch from Perez down in the zone. And it brings up the second baseman in Giancarlo Cio. So two outs, runners at first and second. As Perez would like to get out of the inning unscathed. Just in his fourth professional season, has continued to show slight improvement and is receiving more reps on the bump. As here's a fly ball out to center field. Racing over is Hobson. Hobson in the left center gap will make the catch and end the inning. And Brian Perez works out of trouble once again. We had the bottom of the second. 2-0 Fresno. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno TV.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the second inning, 2-0 Fresno leads San Jose as Darius Perry will lead things off against Josh Bostic. Here comes the first pitch from Bostic. It's high for a ball, count of one ball and no strikes. Josh Bostic, an 0-2 record, a 5 ERA coming into tonight's game. Bostic making his fourth start of the season, just 9 innings of work. As that pitch is outside, count of two balls and no strikes. Bostic, 6'4", 205 pounds. He is 22 years old. Born in Dallas, Texas. As the 2-0 is a slider that sneaks in there for a strike. Counted 2-1. Bostic, an 8th round draft pick by the Giants in 2023. Out of Grayson Junior College, which is located in Texas. As the 2-1 is fouled off by Perry. Count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. But Grayson College in Denison, Texas. He went to Hillsborough Community College in Tampa, Florida. Also went to Howard College in Big Spring, Texas. So he jumped around to a couple different spots. And now in pro balls, that pitch runs inside and almost hits Perry. And the count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. As Perry would like to start this inning off with a high note. As time called from Perry. Darius Perry, last time he played, hit a home run. A 3-run shot was the difference maker in a win against the Ports. As here comes the 3-2, and that is inside, ball 4. And Perry, a leadoff walk. First walk issued by Bostic, as it now brings up third baseman Luis Mendez. Mendez is looking for a hit. It's been a couple games since Mendez has gotten a hit. Last night, 0-4. As the first pitch to Mendez is outside, count of 1 ball and no strikes. Luis Mendez back for his second year with Fresno. He's the third baseman again tonight as he's getting some work over there. Here comes the pitch outside, count of 2 balls and no strikes. Braylon Wimmer, a maintenance night tonight. And Mendez getting some work over there as Wimmer enjoys the night off. Counted 2 balls and no strikes. 2-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. The count at 3 balls and no strikes. And I know before the game, Mendez definitely got his fill of food, and we want to thank Poppy's Mexican Grill for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. And here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike to Mendez. Our press box food, Poppy's Mex Grill, Mexican Grill, and we thank them for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second inning. As the pitch to Mendez is off of Bostic's leg, the second baseman now in CO, he is there, he will make the play, and now they go check on Bostic, and he's telling his coaches to go back. He seems to be okay. The ball ricocheted off of Bostic's leg over to the second baseman, CO. Mendez is out, and unfortunate for Mendez because that ball was absolutely smoked off the bat. Perry gets the second. It goes 1-4-3 on the putout. And now Bostic's going to get some warm-up pitches right here to make sure he's okay. But get ready to make a splash at Chansey Gold and kickstart your summer adventure with the $600,000 Party on the Pontoon and Jet Ski Giveaway. Play and earn entries for a chance to snap your share of over $43,000 in cash drawings every Thursday and Friday. Then speed on in on Friday, April 26th for a chance to win the sizzling hot grand prize, a new pontoon, or jet ski. Let the splash games begin only at Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Caleb Hobson now to the plate. Bostic looks to be okay. Here comes the first pitch to Hobson, and he will take a pitch inside, count at 1-0. And we thank Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second inning. Count 1-0 to Hobson, the Grizzlies' 9-hole hitter, as there's a strike count of 1-1. Hobson a couple games off, now back in the lineup, a speedy outfielder that is looking to give the Grizzlies a bigger cushion in this game. As that's in the dirt, good stop from Hanchy. And the count now at 2-1. The runner at second is Perry. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. 2-0 Fresno leads San Jose. Josh Bostic, the right-hander, working in and out of trouble over the past two innings. ERA now up to 6.10. Here's a chopper to third. That ball is foul as the third baseman in Ryo picks it up. That ball was a high chopper, and if the ball would have been fair, Hobson would have been safe at first. Hobson's speed was on display right there, and you could see him getting down the line very fast, kind of like a 40-yard dash in terms of the speed. You could see a guy that could probably put up a 4.2, 4.3 if he was running in the NFL Combine, which the NFL draft is tomorrow. See a lot of players get drafted in that. As here comes the pitch to Hobson from Bostic, and it is inside. That was very close as well. Count out 3-2. Here in the bottom of the second inning. Glad you could join us for game 2 of 6 between the Grizzlies and Giants. Wednesday night baseball. Here comes the pitch. And that is called strike 3. A breaking ball that nips the inside part of the plate. And Hobson is out. Third strikeout for Bostic. Second out of the inning, and it brings up Aiden Longwell, who's 0-1 with a pop-up. Here comes the pitch to Aiden Longwell, and Longwell flies it foul, counting no balls in 1-1. Longwell on a 7-game hit streak, the second longest on this Grizzlies team behind Andy Perez, who's at 15. Perez is not going to be caught right now just because he's hit safely in every game. Here comes the pitch to Longwell. Ground ball to first. Staying down and now goes under the first baseman Francisco's glove. Longwell looking for 2. The throw to second is late. And it's going to be E3 that allows the Grizzlies to score their third run. Under the glove of Francisco. Longwell to second. I believe it's E3. And Perry scores. And another 2-out run for Fresno. So 2 outs, runner at second. Now it's Tevin Tucker who's 0-1 with a strikeout. But now all 3 runs with 2 outs for Fresno. As here comes the pitch to Tucker as Bostic looking back Longwell. And it's high for a ball count of 1-0. Officially E3. There is no RBI for Aiden Longwell. And it's an unearned run towards Josh Bostic's line. As here's the pitch and a check swing, and it is a strike. To Tevin Tucker, count of 1-1. As the Grizzlies lead 3-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch and a fly ball out to center field, but it's playable for Jonah Cox, and he will make the catch to end the inning. But the Grizzlies score a run thanks to a San Jose miscue. We have the top third right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you. All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chukchansi Park. Top of the third inning, 3-0 Fresno leads San Jose. As Brian Perez's first pitch is fouled off by Jonah Cox here in the top of the third inning, as the Grizzlies trying to win their fifth straight game against San Jose and their sixth straight game overall. As here's a pitch from Perez, that is a called strike, and quickly 0-2 to Jonah Cox, who walked his first time at the dish. So no balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch, and a ground ball slowly hit, and it's going to be a tough play for everybody as Perez could not pick it up. The second baseman Tucker tried his best to make a play. Instead, Jonah Cox will reach. That should be an infield single in the second hit for San Jose. As Cole Foster is 0-1 and will come to the plate. And if we look at the replay from the ball in the previous inning from Aiden Longwell, it looks like the ball was never touched from the first baseman in Francisco. And it looks like it possibly hit the first base bag as well. So therefore, Aiden Longwell's ball might be switched to a single. We'll have to see what the official score thinks later as the pitch is outside. The count now at 2-0. As Cole Foster at the dish, the switch-hitting former Auburn Tiger. As that one is fouled off the leg of Foster, and the count now at 2-1. Here in the top of the third inning, glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Here on April 24th, crazy to think we're almost at the end of April. As here comes the pitch, and a ground ball. This could be 2-4-6-3. A double play. Tucker to Perez over to Longwell, and just like that, the twin killing for two outs. So Foster's retired the Grizzlies. Very nicely done defensively, as it brings up the DH and Bryce Eldridge, the top prospect on the San Jose team. Eldridge has missed the last 10 games with a hamstring injury for San Jose. Left the game early against Visalia 10 days ago. And now back in the lineup, as that is outside, count of 1-0. It was actually 2 weeks ago, but 10 games worth, I should say. As a count of 1-0. And so they're being careful with Eldridge, as it's outside, count of 2-0. Bryce Eldridge, tons of power, was a two-way player, but now just a hitter. As here comes the pitch from Perez, and a line drive, couple bouncer to Tucker, who backhands it to first. What a play from Tevin Tucker to end the inning. Brian Perez has three scoreless innings as we head to the bottom of the third. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the third inning as Andy Perez strides to the plate. And the first pitch is outside. Count it 1-0. Perez 1-for-1, a triple and a run scored. As the Grizzlies lead 3-0 here in the bottom of the third. And Perez line drive, and it's off the bag at first. That's going to be a base hit. Perez now going to hustle for two. He will head back to first base instead, as that would have been a bang-bang play at second. Andy Perez, either way, has a single right there. And he is 2-for-2. So another multi-hit game for Andy Perez. And this guy has already extended his hit streak to 15 games. Perez, his seventh two-hit game of the season. As here's Jake Snyder, who's 1-for-1 with an RBI triple. As that is a check on Perez. He's back safely. Here comes the first pitch to Jake Snyder here in the bottom of the third inning. And Snyder takes it outside, count at 1-0, and Perez looked like he was initially going to go, and the shortstop in Foster reacting. As Snyder takes the first pitch outside, so 1-0. As here comes the next pitch from Bostic, and now time called from Snyder. So no pitch, count at 1-0. Here in the bottom of the third inning, 3-0 Fresno leads San Jose. Here comes the pitch from Bostic. Long pause. And it is inside, count at 2-0. So 2-0. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. Count it 2-1 to Jake Snyder here in the bottom of the third inning. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. Here comes the 2-1. Perez going. The throw to second. Offline. The tag applied, though, and he is out. Perez caught stealing. It was a very close play. The throw is up the line a little bit, but the great job on the tag applied by Foster. It is a ball, so it's now 3-1 to Snyder. So it goes 2-6 on the caught stealing. So one out. And Snyder now the count at 3-1. Here comes the pitch again to Jake Snyder from Bostic. And it is inside, 4. So Snyder's reached base twice now. He has his first walk of the game, second walk overall for Bostic. His action now down in the San Jose bullpen, and it brings up Felix Tena. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit Yellow Dog, as here's a bunt attempt. It goes foul, counted 0-1. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the pitch from Bostic to Tena, and it is low for a ball, count of 1-1. Glad you could join us, though, for Wednesday night baseball. Count of 1-1 as Tena fouls off, count of 1-2. The San Jose Giants have action down in their bullpen, but the guy who is throwing, which looks like Esmerling Vinicio, is wearing a sweatshirt. And the only reason I believe it's Vinicio is because we've seen him over the past couple of years. As now the ball is thrown away at first, as Snyder will head down to second base, and Bostic has an error. So Snyder to second, it goes E1. And currently that is the second error for San Jose, so runner at second now with one out. And Tena, with a count of 1-2, a chance to drive in a runner in scoring position. The Grizzlies have scored all three runs so far with two outs. As here comes the pitch to Tena from Bostic, who looks back the runner. Snyder has a healthy lead at second, and Tena takes a pitch inside, count of 2-2. The Grizzlies, though, have scored first and scored often this year. The Grizzlies, when scoring first, are 10-0 on the season. Here comes the pitch from Bostic, and it's swung on and missed by Tena down in the zone, and he is out. Fourth strikeout for Bostic. Second out of the inning, and he'll bring up left fielder Fadrio Cruz. Cruz 0-1 with a strikeout. As Snyder leads from second. So now there's two outs. The Grizzlies can score right here. It's been their MO this evening against the righty in Bostic. Here's the pitch. And a line drive to right field, and it is going to be caught by the right fielder Lewis on the run. Grizzlies come up empty as we head to the top of the fourth. We'll be back right after this.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chassee Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with custom performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chassee Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansi Park. Top of the fourth inning as the first pitch from Perez is fouled off by Ty Hanchy. Counting no balls and one strike. Hanchy 0 for 1 with a ground out. Here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansi Park. Here's the pitch. That is a called strike. Quickly 0-2 to Hanchy. 3-0 Fresno. Glad you could join us for Wednesday Night Baseball. Game 2 of 6. Smaller crowd on hand as compared to yesterday's highest attended game of the season. As that swung on and missed by Hanchy, he's down on strikes. That's Perez's third strikeout of the night. And it brings up third baseman Elian Rayo. Rayo's 0 for 1 with a punch out. And Perez has looked really good so far. Up to 44 pitches. Perez has only thrown 4 innings in his first 2 starts. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. Now, of course, early on the season, you want your pitchers to work into their innings. So you won't see guys throw 7-8 innings usually right away. As that pitch runs outside quickly, 2-0. But a guy like Perez, who is cruising right now, you would hope that they would give him a chance to maybe tie a career high, which is 5 innings of work. As that one is chopped foul, counted 2 balls and a strike. So 2 balls, 1 strike. As now, Rayo is heading towards the third base box, and it sounds like he got the ball off his leg, and now the trainer coming and checking on Rayo. This is not ideal if you're San Jose. Rayo's been one of your best hitters, if not your best hitter to start this season. Rayo coming into the game is batting. Rayo's batting 300 with 6 RBI. As he will stay in the game for the time being, and the Grizzlies right now talking amongst themselves as well, as Brian Perez would love to strike out Rayo now, who just got a ball off his leg, counted 2 balls and a strike. You're in the top of the fourth inning, 3-0 Fresno leads San Jose. As that is fouled off. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As it is Vinicio down in that bullpen for San Jose. As here comes the 2-2 from Perez. And it is outside. The count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here at Chukchansi Park. A lot of promotions for the rest of the week. Tioga Thursdays tomorrow. We have halfway to Halloween on Friday. We also have a tote bag giveaway, community outreach night on Friday, as that is low ball 4. So Rayo draws a 1-out walk. That is the second walk by Perez, and it brings up Guillermo Williamson, who's 1-for-1 with a single. But Friday we have, not only do we have halfway to Halloween, it's a community outreach night presented by Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. A tote bag giveaway for the first 1,500 fans presented by Community Health Systems. And Friday night fireworks. Count of 1-0 to Williamson. As Perez looks in. Saturday is zoo night presented by Fresno Chaffee Zoo. As that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. But we have Zoo Night presented by Fresno Chaffee Zoo. And then Sunday we have Meet Bingo and Bluey Day. As that's a cold strike, the count of 1 and 2. That is rescheduled from the rainout in the last homestand against Inland Empire. And that's presented by Calviva Health. And we also have Blue Pearl Pet Hospital sponsoring Bark in the Park. That is on Sunday. So lots of promotions later in the week. Here's the pitch. That's in the dirt. Good stop from Perry. Count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So make sure you grab your tickets now at FreslerGrizzlies.com. You can also come down to the Chancy Park box office to purchase your tickets. As here comes the 2-2. And it is swung on and missed. Good pitch by Perez down in the zone. That's now 4 strikeouts for Perez. 2 outs now, and it brings up Javier Francisco, who was hit by a pitch his first time. So Perez, good pitch. Now at 55 pitches. He has struck out 4 batters over 3 2/3 scoreless innings. As the Grizzlies lead 3-0 here in the top of the 4th inning. Here's the pitch. That's outside. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. To Francisco. Francisco has been the first baseman the last 2 games for the Giants. As here comes the pitch, and that is in there for a strike. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. So 1 ball, 1 strike. Here's a pitch from Perez, and a check swing, and it goes foul. Count of 1 ball and 2 strikes now. As Francisco going to have to battle now. Brian Perez looking to strike out the side besides that walk to Rio. Here in the top of the 4th inning. Here comes the 1-2 from the right-hander. And it is called strike 3. A slider that nips the inside part of the plate. And how about them apples? Perez, 4 scoreless innings and 5 strikeouts. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chancy Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the 4th inning, 3-0 Fresno leads San Jose. As the first pitch to Perry is fouled off the catcher, actually, in Hanchy, and he goes down in a heap. And once again, the trainer coming out for San Jose, that is Kenta Miyazaki. And he's been very busy checking on a couple different players. As right now, we're looking at a replay of Aiden Longwell. And this was on his hit towards the first base. And it looked like it went off the bag. and it bounced away from the first baseman. It should be a single. If we look at it, hopefully the official score will agree with that look on that replay as Hanchy being checked on by the athletic trainer. We're here in the bottom of the fourth. If Longwell's awarded a hit, if he's awarded a hit, it would be an RBI double for Longwell instead of an E3. As here comes the 0-1 to Perry. Hanchy looks to be okay, but still not fun. And it's outside. Count of one ball and one strike. To Darius Perry, walked and scored a run back in the second inning. As he takes on Esmerling Venicio, who takes over for Josh Bostic. As that is a called strike. Good pitch from the lefty in Venicio. So Esmerling Venicio is the new pitcher. Here comes the 1-2. It's outside, counted two balls and two strikes. So final line for Josh Bostic, three innings, four hits, three runs, currently two, it could be three after that error, two walks and four punchouts. As that is low to Perry. The count now at three balls and two strikes. As Esmerlin Venicio, Esmerlin Venicio. Here comes the 3-2, and it is called strike three, and Perry could not believe that call. It's the first strikeout for Venicio, and that brings up third baseman Luis Mendez, who's 0-for-1, after a line drive went off the leg of Bostic over to the second baseman in Cio. As that is a called strike. The count at no balls and one strike to Luis Mendez. Mendez, unfortunate on that first out that he had earlier. This is a guy who's looking for a hit. He's been hitless over the past couple of games. As that is inside, it almost hits him. The count at one ball and one strike from Venicio, who is 6'2", 145 pounds. The left-hander signed as a free agent by the Giants in 2019 out of the Dominican Republic via Maya area. Here's the pitch and a ground ball to the second baseman. This is Cio again over to first in time. It goes 4-3 for the second out. And now Caleb Hobson to the plate, who is 0-for-1. So Hobson will stride to the plate here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Glad you could join us. Lots of action here at Chachansey Park. Wednesday night baseball. As here comes the pitch to Hobson from Venicio. Winds and deals. And a chopper to third, and it will go foul. Hobson was ready to reach on an infield single, possibly. As a third baseman, Ryo scooped that up. Ryo still in the game after glancing that ball off his leg earlier in the game on a foul ball at the plate here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Counted 0-1 to Caleb Hobson. As Venicio looks in, here comes the pitch from the left-hander. Winds and deals. And it is a called strike, and quickly it's 0-2 to Caleb Hobson. As he will take his time. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. As here comes the pitch from Venicio, and it is low for a ball, count at one ball and two strikes. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. Hobson, check swing. Did he go around? He did not. The count now at two balls and two strikes. So two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And again, that efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Here's the pitch. And that is low for a ball. Hops and spits on the breaking ball down the zone. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch to Hobson from Vinicio. Winds, deals, and he swings and misses. Good breaking ball from Vinicio, and a 1-2-3 fourth. We had the fifth. Grizzlies lead 3-0. We'll be back right after this.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 3-0 Fresno leads San Jose. Brian Perez back on the bump as the first pitch is outside. Count it 1 ball and no strikes. And if Perez can get through this inning, we'll tie a career high in innings pitched. Here's the 1-0, and off of Perez, up the middle, the other Perez is there, and Andy, and he makes the play. I believe that goes 1-6-3, and Lewis is retired. And now the question is Perez okay? Based off the reaction from the dugout, I think everyone is all right. So Brian Perez gets the out. And Andy Perez helps out there as it goes 6-3, and now another. This is Lewis. He was hurt getting down the line, and now this is the fourth time San Jose's had a batter or a player get hurt in this game and have to be checked, as now Lewis will come off with the first base coach and the athletic trainer. And so hopefully he's okay. We have one out, and on that play, they're just going to say it's 6-3, so it just goes Andy Perez over to Longwell for the first out. As Giancarlo Cio's 0-for-1 comes to the plate. And that is a called strike. The count at 1 ball and 1 strike. Here comes the pitch, and it is inside to Cio. Good spot, though, from Perez. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Here in the top of the fifth inning, here comes the pitch from Perez. And it's a ground ball, hard hit. Longwell snags it. Underhand toss to Perez, covering in time. Longwell looked like, when he got that ball initially, looked like he bobbled it. He flipped it up with his glove to his hand. Looked like he lost control, and then he tossed it over to Perez. That was interesting. It goes 3-1 for the second out. And with two away, here comes Jonah Cox, who's reached base twice, a single and a walk. Here's the pitch from Perez, and it's a ground ball up the middle, and Andy Perez is there to throw to first in time, and Brian Perez has tied his career high with 5 scoreless innings. We have the bottom of the 5th. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Aiden Longwell takes a pitch low from Esmerline Venezio, a count of 1-1, no strikes. Bottom of the 5th inning, 3-0 Fresno leads San Jose. Longwell 0-2 currently as that pitch is fouled off, the count at 1-1. There's a new outfielder, by the way, for San Jose. Nadir Lewis left the game with an injury after trying to reach on a ground ball, as that's a high pop-up out in right field. The second baseman, though, going out in CO makes the play, and Longwell is retired. So one out is it's Tevin Tucker who's 0-2 striding to the plate. But it's going to be Estenlin Cassiani. So Cassiani will take over. He's a lefty in terms of the bat and the arm. Estenlin, Estonlin is the pronunciation for him. So it's Estanlin. And then Estonlin is the pronunciation. So Estenlin Cassiani. As here's the pitch to Tucker, and that is low for a ball. Count of 2-0. Glad you could join us, though, here in the bottom of the 5th. 3-0 Fresno leads San Jose. Here comes the pitch from Venezio. And a line drive, 1 bouncer to the shortstop in Foster. The throw to first in time. Tucker right on the money. Unfortunately, it was right at somebody. 2 outs now as it brings up Andy Perez. Perez is 2-for-2, a single, a triple, and a run scored. Perez looking for his 3rd hit of the game and his 3rd at-bat. Fresno 3 runs on 4 hits. Here comes the pitch. And Perez checks swing. He did go around. Count it 0-1. No action currently in either bullpen. And Brian Perez, who has already picked up a career high, looks like he's going to go out for more. As that's in there for a strike, quickly 0-2. And Brian Perez has 5 strikeouts as well, 2 shy of a career high. So he looks like he will stay in the game for the time being, as here comes the pitch to Andy Perez, and he swings and foul tips it as the catcher Hanchy could not hold on. Count remains at 0-2 here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. The Grizzlies looking for their sixth straight win and seven of their last eight. Here's the pitch. That is a ball. Count of one ball and two strikes. It looks good from my vantage point. We're up here in the press box. Two levels, and then technically we're a third level here at Chukchansey Park. We have a downward angle view. As here comes the 1-2, and Perez swing and a miss. And Vinicio has faced six batters, and he's retired. Six batters. We had the six. 3-0 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansey Park. Top of the sixth inning, 3-0 Fresno leads San Jose. Some wind into our press box, 69 degrees at first pitch tonight. But still a very nice night for baseball as the Grizzlies lead the Giants. Brian Perez's first pitch is fouled off by Cole Foster, who is 0-2 in the strike or in the count at 0-1. So Foster 0-2 on the evening. As here comes the pitch from Perez. And it's outside. Count of one ball and one strike. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes of the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive. Ground ball up the middle. Perez is there. He spears it over to first in time. And Foster is retired. One out, and Perez, Andy Perez, has made three of the last four outs. It's now Bryce Eldridge, who's 0-2, will stride to the plate. But Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Les Pervones is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Manco Abbott and Lou Pervones apartment homes of the Dominion for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the six. Here in the top of the sixth inning, 3-0 Fresno leads San Jose. Here comes the pitch. That's in the dirt. Good stop there from Perry. And the count now at 2-0 to Bryce Eldridge. Eldridge is listed at 6'7", 230 pounds. Born in Vienna, Virginia, Eldridge was a first-round draft pick by the Giants in 2023. And he's been considered one of the top prospects in the Giants system, number 3 overall. Here's the pitch, and Eldridge fouls it off. Count now 2-2. Bryce Eldridge, number 3, Maui Ahuna, who has the night off. He's number 9. Joe Whitman, who we'll see later in the series start for San Jose. He's number 10. But Eldridge is only 19 years old. Here comes the pitch. And it is ball 4. So we had our count at... I had the count at 2-2. It was actually 3-2. So it is a one-out walk as Eldridge will reach. Third walk issued by Perez. And it brings up Ty Hanchu's 0-2. But Bryce Eldridge was a two-way player, but now we'll just focus on hitting. He had a combined 294 last year after being drafted. 5 doubles, 6 home runs, and 18 RBI. As here's a ground ball, and it gets into right field, a base hit. That's a single for Hanchy. He's now 1-3 as the ball thrown in by Tenna. So Eldridge will get to second. That's just the third hit and the first one for San Jose since the third inning. And it brings up Elion Ryo, who's 0-1 with a walk. As now action down in that Grizzlies bullpen. Looks like the right-hander in Colin Baumgartner. And Baumgartner just shaved his face, and he looks about 10 years younger than he did. As here comes the pitch from Perez. That's in the dirt. Count of 1-1. And no strikes. And Perez in a little bit of trouble here in the sixth inning. Grizzlies lead 3-0, though. Crowd enjoying a nice night for baseball here at Chachansey Park. If you have not been to the ballpark yet, I recommend you do so. As that is a called strike. This place is immaculate. Every year, I swear that this ballpark continues to impress me. We had the new playing surface last year. The clubhouses have received an upgrade this year. Everything looks wonderful, from the outfield wall signage to the grassy berm, as that's fouled off by Ryo. Count of 1-2. Chachansey Park, we're in across the visitors' dugout on the third base side. Fresno Grizzlies, we're in across on the home dugout on the first base side. It looks fantastic here at this ballpark. Come check out a game. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, as that is outside. Count now at 2-2, as Perez was looking for his 6th punch out of the evening. So now Perez looks in. Perez now up to 79 pitches, the most pitches by a Grizzlies starter this year. It's now time called by Ryo. Ryo 0-1. A walk and a strikeout. Might be the last batter that Perez faces as well. He already has a career high in innings pitched. Here it is. Outside. 3-2. I think if the runner in Ryo, or the batter in Ryo, gets on, I think we'll see Baumgartner. But if Perez can get a double play ball, get out of this inning, it would be big for Fresno. Here comes the 3-2 to Elion Ryo, the third baseman for San Jose. Here it is, and it's fouled off, and he stays alive. Right at him was Brian Perez, who has a fastball, slider, and changeup. The fastball with a lot of sinking action to it. Could be considered a sinker, but 94-95 from the 20-year-old. Here comes another 3-2 to Ryo, and it swung on and missed. Big strikeout there for Brian Perez. That is 6 strikeouts for Perez, 2 outs now, and it brings up Guillermo Williamson. Williamson 1-2, and that is a big punch out for Brian Perez. Elevated a fastball, and Ryo could not catch up to it. So now Williamson, first time we've seen him in this series, 1-2 with a single in his first at-bat, as that is outside, count at 1-0. From Brian Perez. Slider and changeup as well for Perez, who is, as we said, just 20 years old. He is the nephew of Edison Volquez. As that is inside, counted 2-0. You can see Perez a little bit tired as he fell off right there off the mound. Not staying with his delivery. Perez now up to 83 pitches. It'll come set. Here comes the pitch from the righty. Looks back the runner. Here it is, and that's a called strike, 2-1, and Perry did a good job framing that pitch in the zone. So two balls, one strike. As Baumgartner looks ready to go down in that bullpen for Fresno. Here comes the 2-1 to Williamson. And it swung on and missed. He just pulled the string on that pitch. And it's now two balls and two strikes. Almost like a doll or a marionette right there from Brian Perez. And he's looking now for a strikeout here of Williamson. So first and second, two outs. Here comes the pitch. And it's fouled off by Williamson. Went right to the fastball at 95 miles per hour. Francisco, the first baseman, waits on deck for San Jose if the inning continues. Perez comes set. Here comes the 2-2. And it is low, ball three. And now the runners will take off here with two outs. Runners at first and second. And the count full. Three balls, two strikes. As Brian Perez looking for a punch out here of Guillermo Williamson. Here comes the 3-2. And it's fouled off again. Went off the leg of Williamson. Perry racing after it. Pretty much pushes Williamson to the side to go after that ball. And the count at 3-2 still. As Perez now, this is pitch number 90. He's thrown 51 strikes tonight. 5 2/3 innings, 6 Ks. He would love to have lucky number 7 right here. Perez looks in. He'll come set. Here comes another 3-2 pitch from Brian Perez. And it is ball 4. Where did that miss? Oh, man. Perez will load the bases with the walk to Williamson. And I think that would do it for Perez. As Steve Solis, the manager, at the top step. Fourth walk for Perez, and here comes manager Steve Solis. And I think that will be it for Brian Perez. You can tell he is not happy, does not want to come out of this game. That's a competitor right there, ladies and gentlemen. As he will look around his infield, and Steve Solis will take the ball from the right-hander in Perez. What an outing for Brian Perez. And we will have a pitching change. It's Colin Baumgartner right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. As the first pitch from Colin Baumgartner is a strike, counted no balls and one strike. Bases loaded with two outs. Here in the top of the sixth inning, 3-0 Fresno leads San Jose. Here comes the pitch to Francisco. It's high. Count of one ball and one strike from Colin Baumgartner. 6'6", 250 pounds. Baumgartner, 25 years old. Born in Alton, Illinois. Went to Paisaw. Or from Paisaw, Illinois. Here's a line drive to left field. That ball is foul. Oh, ho, ho. That would have been trouble there as that ball just missed extra bases, and it probably would have tied this game up as the count now at 1-2. Baumgartner signed as an undrafted free agent by the Rockies in 2023 out of Kansas, the former Jayhawk. Went to SIU Edwardsville prior to his time with Kansas. As here's the pitch, and a good stop from Darius Perry. Count at two balls and two strikes. So Brian Perez leaves the game with the bases loaded and hoping that Baumgartner can keep this lead. Here comes the pitch from Baumgartner. It's high for a ball. Now three balls and two strikes. Baumgartner, this is his sixth game out of the bullpen, a 1-0 record, no ERA. He has two holds, 7 2/3 innings, two hits, two walks, 13 punchouts. So now the bases are loaded. That means everyone's taking off on this 3-2 offering from Colin Baumgartner. Here it is. Swung on and missed. And Baumgartner strikes out Francisco to end the jam. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Grizzlies lead 3-0. We'll be back right after this.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 3-0 Fresno leads San Jose. As Jake Snyder will lead things off against the lefty in Esmerlin Vinicio. Vinicio, six batters, and he has retired all of them so far against Jake Snyder. As the first pitch to Snyder is a called strike to count at 0-1. So no balls, one strike, as here comes the pitch, and that is a ground ball, softly hit to the shortstop, up with his Foster to first, and it is in time, beats Snyder by a step, and it goes 6-3 for the first out, and Esmerlin Vinicio has 2 1/3 scoreless and hitless innings. He's been outstanding out of the bullpen so far, as now here comes Felix Tena, 1-2 with an RBI single. As the Grizzlies trying to hold on in this contest, Colin Baumgartner, a big strikeout to end that top of the sixth threat for San Jose. First pitch of 10 as a ball, 1-0. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves. Fly ball to right field. It is dying quickly, but caught by the right fielder in Cassiani. Two outs, now his tennis retired, and it brings up Fadro Cruz, who's 0-2. but invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry for being a proud partner of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. Call strike to Cruz. Here comes the next pitch, and Cruz swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2, and Vinicio's look good so far out of the pen. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here comes the next pitch to Cruz. And it is called strike three. And Esmerlin Vinicio, three hitless and scoreless innings. He has punched out four. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the seventh inning, 3-0 Fresno leads San Jose. As Colin Baumgartner back on the mound, the first pitch is a bunt attempt. The third baseman and the scoop at first, it's made! Luis Mendez, what a play, and then what a scoop from Longwell on the back end for the first out. And Cassiani is retired. It goes 5-3 on the bunt attempt. And that is the first out. Luis Mendez, what a job to be able to make the play on the bunt. So one out is now CO fouls it off, count at 0-1. He's 0-2 tonight here on the top of the seventh inning. One out is the Grizzlies looking for another shutout win. Here comes the pitch from Baumgartner. Winds and deals. And that is inside. And the count now at 1-1. Hey, Fresno, are you ready to party? Tequila Fest returns to Chancy Park on Friday, May 17th, as that pitch is fouled off. Catch T-Pain and Busta Rhymes live as one of the biggest concerts of the year comes to downtown Fresno. Join in on the fun and check out incredible live music, local food trucks and vendors, and of course, lots of tequila. General admission and VIP tickets are on sale now, as that is swung on and missed, and Baumgartner has a punch out of CO. Second strikeout for Baumgartner, and with two outs, here's Jonah Cox. General admission and VIP tickets are on sale now at TequilaFestFresno.com. TEQUILAFEST Fresno.com or the Chancy Park ticket office. We'll see you at Chancy Park for Tequila Fest on May 17th. Very excited for T-Pain and Busta Rhymes. And that is here in the top of the seventh inning on April 24th. So now Jonah Cox, as he fouls off back-to-back pitches, the count now no balls and two strikes. They're in the top of the seventh, the Grizzlies trying to win their sixth straight game. Wednesday night baseball as well. Here comes the pitch. And a ground ball off the glove of Baumgartner. Tucker readjusts the throw to first, and another dig. Grizzlies defense on display here in the seventh. Colin Baumgartner, a 1-2-3 inning. It's time to stretch here at Chuck Chancy Park. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up.
Perry in a center field, a base hit. And the Grizzlies have their first hit since the third inning. That ball sounded good off the bat from Perry. Fifth hit overall for the Grizzlies, and it brings up Luis Mendez, who's 0-2. Mendez, two times he has grounded the ball over to the right side of the diamond. As here comes the pitch to Mendez from the righty in Flores, and it is a called strike. The count at no balls and one strike from Junior Flores. Flores last year pitched with the ACL Giants, signed as an international undrafted free agent in 2020. As Mendez fouls it off, quickly 0-2. To Luis Mendez. Mendez, he is a very good defender, and we hope the bat can come around. Seven RBI for Mendez, including five against the San Jose Giants in a single game. That was a career high for Mendez just a couple weeks ago. Here comes the pitch. And Mendez fouls it off, and the count remains at no balls and two strikes. Mendez, those five RBI came on April 6th, game two of that three-game series in San Jose. As here comes the 0-2 to Mendez, and it is inside, count of one ball and two strikes. Luis Mendez, not known for power, more of a line drive type of hitter. Mendez would love to continue this inning as Perry leads off from first. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, 3-0 Fresno leads San Jose. Here's the pitch, and Mendez fouls it off, and the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Here in the bottom of the seventh. Earlier today in the California League, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes defeated the Lake Elsinore Storm 10-8. As Mendez, fly ball to right center field. That ball's hit well. It is at the gap, and it is caught by the center fielder and Jonah Cox. We said Mendez didn't have a lot of power, but that ball was rocketed out to center. And it is caught on the run for the first out. Oh, man. As here comes Caleb Hobson, who's 0-2. But back to it, the Quakes, they shook the Storm 10-8. The Quakes have now won six in a row. They are 11-4 overall. The Storm are 8-7. That was at Lone Mart Field as Hobson swinging and a miss, count at 0-1. Jarrell Perez coming off a Player of the Week award, went 2-for-4, a home run, 3 RBI. He had a run and a walk as well. And then outfielder Thompson went 0-for-2 with 3 walks, 3 runs, and 2 stolen bases. As that pitch is inside of Hobson, the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. The winning pitcher was Gonzalez. He is now 1-0. The loss to Reyes, he is 1-2. The save to Yin, his first save of the season. So Rancho Cucamonga beats Lake Elsinore. As here comes the pitch to Hobson, and it's in the dirt. Good stop initially by the catcher in Hanchy, and no advancement by the runner in Perry. So Rancho Cucamonga beats Lake Elsinore. Let's head over to the other South Division game where the 66ers lead the Rawhide 3-1 in the top of the ninth inning. Inland Empire run in the fourth, sixth, and ninth inning. They have 8 hits overall. And Lavarde, an RBI double for the 66ers just now. As that pitch is in the dirt, good stop by the catcher Hanchy again. And Hobson works the count back into his favor. Flores has 2 hits. He had a great series against Fresno here at Chukchansey Park. Adrian Plasencia also has a hit, and Darryl Lavarde, the RBI double. The Rawhide, they want to continue their winning ways against Inland Empire. Finally, the game that we are keeping a close eye on is the game at John Thurman Field where the Ports and the Nuts are tied at 1 apiece. As that's fouled off by Hobson, the count remains the same. And that's in the top of the 7th. Runner at first with 1 out for the Ports. A 2-for-2 game for Ports left field, or Nuts left fielder in Jones. A triple for Ty Pete in that contest for Stockton. As now the runner and Perry going, and Hobson fouls it off. The Ports have 3 hits overall, which included one from Nate Nankill. And a run scored from Luke Mann. 1-1 in that game, so we'll keep a close eye on that one. Our score here, 3-0 here in the bottom of the 7th. Here comes the pitch to Hobson. And he grounds one to short. This could be 2-6-4-3. A double play to end the inning. That ends the 7th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander. Or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansey Park. Top of the 8th inning, 3-0 Fresno leads San Jose as Colin Baumgartner back on the mound as here's the pitch, and it is in there for a strike. Counted 0-1 to Cole Foster, who's 0-3, and we have a scoring change. The Longwell error has now been ruled an RBI double, and it's an earned run as well. So, in the bottom of the 2nd inning, it was an RBI double for Aiden Longwell. As that is a called strike, count now at no balls and 2 strikes. So therefore, Bosick will be given a hit to his line. We'll give you his line shortly. As here comes the pitch from Baumgartner to Cole Foster. And it is swung on and missed. And Baumgartner, another strikeout. That is three strikeouts for the right-hander. And it brings up Bryce Eldridge, who's 0-for-2 with a walk. Colin Baumgartner has been fantastic out of the pen. Three punch-outs over five straight batters retired. And now he takes on Bryce Eldridge. With one out here in the top of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. That will skip into the ground. The count of one ball and no strikes. So, therefore, the line now for Bostic reads as three innings. He now has allowed five hits, three runs all earned, two walks, and four strikeouts for Bostic. So, Bostic then allowed that hit in the second inning. So, that was one run on one hit. There were no errors and one left on. As Aiden Longwell in that second inning, an RBI double for Longwell. That continues his hit streak to eight games. As here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Good pitch from Baumgartner right past the bat of Eldridge. And now Baumgartner looking for another punch out here in the eighth. But again, going back to it, now six hits for Fresno on their three runs scored. As that is outside. The count now at three balls and one strike. So the Grizzlies will have the Giants will only have one error to their name. As here's a fly ball. This is in shallow center field. The shortstop Perez is underneath it, and he will make the catch for the second out. Two outs now as here comes catcher Ty Hanchy, who's 1-for-3. A single back in the sixth inning, and Baumgartner continuing to throw the ball well. As Frank Bravo tuning in tonight, a big thank you for him. Hopefully he will be able to come on down to the ballpark soon and come watch your son Jonathan Bravo a little bit, as that is fouled off. Count at no balls and one strike. Glad you could tune in this evening, though, as the Grizzlies and the Giants renewing their rivalry. Here comes the pitch, and it is a ball just outside. Good spot, count of one ball and one strike. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Also like to give a shout-out to Dominic Lorenz listening in from Huntington Beach, as that is high, count of two balls and one strike. As the fans that are here at the game enjoying some nice baseball, it's What a Deal Wednesday here at the ballpark, and these fans taking advantage of that amazing promotion as there is a called strike. Count at two balls and two strikes from Colin Baumgartner against Ty Hanchy, the backup catcher for San Jose. Two outs here in the eighth inning. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off by Hanchy. Just gets a piece of it as he spoils it to the left side and out of play. Also a shout-out to Eric Longwell listening in. Glad you could turn in. And Milana also listening. She's down in Hawaii. Very lucky. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. The tag applied from Perry, and that will end the inning. We head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
No
All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansi Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansi Park. Bottom of the eighth inning, 3-0 Fresno leads San Jose. As Aiden Longwell, who is now 1-for-3 with an RBI double, will stride to the plate. As here comes the first pitch from Junior Flores. And Longwell ground ball to second. This is playable for Cio. Cio's been busy. The throw to first is offline just a bit, but it's caught by Francisco for the out. It goes 4-3. That was a lot closer than it should have been. Now with one out, here comes Tevin Tucker, who's 0-for-3 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Experience the ultimate party at Chukchansi. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChukchansiGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chukchansi Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. And we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As here's a ball off the pitcher and Flores, it bounds to the catcher and the play is not in time. And Tucker will reach. And for the fifth time, we will see the athletic trainer come out for San Jose. That ball went off the pitcher and Flores. It bounded all the way to the catcher and Hanchu threw the ball to first. It wasn't in time. So Tucker has a single to extend his hit streak. And the Grizzlies, a lot of hit hard baseballs tonight. And that's exactly another close play where that ball was scorched off the bat and it hit the pitcher. As here comes Andy Perez. By the way, a big thank you to Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. As now, some more warm pitches for Junior Flores. We also want to thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. They're your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch to Perez is outside, count at 1-0 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. A big thank you again to Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Make sure you bring your best ideas to life. Here comes the pitch, and Perez, a little blooper, out to left field, and it gets down. Andy Perez has a three-hit game. Brian Perez had a great start. Andy Perez has had a great game hitting-wise. That's his season high in hits with three. So a single for Perez. Up to second goes Tucker. Now runners at first and second with one out, and it's Jake Snyder who is 1-for-2. An RBI triple, a walk, and a run scored. Snyder leads all of professional baseball with a 1.289 OPS. There goes the runners. The throw to third is not in time. A double steal. The third baseman, Ryo, was playing off the bag at third, and the Grizzlies, noticing it, have a double steal. So Tucker to third, Perez to second. It's a double steal. Perez's first stolen base. He's now 1-for-2 on the year. And Tucker has his third stolen base. So now the infield in for San Jose. Here's a pitch to Snyder. And he swings and misses. And the count now at 0-2. It was a called strike on the double steal. So 0-2 to Snyder. Snyder, an RBI triple back in the first inning. Would love to add some more runs. Here comes the pitch to Snyder. And it's a ground ball just fouled on the third baseline. Jake Snyder this year has 21 walks, which is tied for first in all of professional baseball. We already talked about his OPS being first overall. Well, he's also, and Jake Snyder, he's second in OBP in all of professional baseball. As that pitch is high and it gets away, and now Tucker going to try to score. The flip is not in time, and Tucker scores. 4-0 Fresno. Off the glove of Hanchy, it went over to the pitcher in Flores, and now Tucker is down. He looks to be hurt as he's holding his hand, and another chance for the trainers to come out to this game. This has been a very tough game for everybody, but Tucker noticing the ball go out of the glove of Hanchy, the ball bounded towards the pitcher's mound, the underhand toss by the pitcher in Flores was not in time, and Tucker will score on a pass ball. So a pass ball up to third is Perez. It's a run and it's unearned towards Junior Flores' line. So the infield's still in. As here comes the pitch to Snyder. And it hits Snyder in the head and he's down. And Jake Snyder was just beaten in the head. And he is up to his feet, but I know he is not feeling good right now. And here comes another athletic trainer visit. Jake Snyder was just hit in the head with a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. He is up to his feet, but I know he is not feeling good. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's scary. So it's a hit-by-pitch as Jake Snyder heading down to first base, and right now he's still in this game. I don't know how he's doing this. Runners at the corners here with one out. And now it's Felix Tena who's 1-for-3. As here comes pitching coach Dan Runsler for a mound visit. And for Junior Flores, everything has been chaotic all of a sudden. So a pass ball makes it 4-0 Fresno. As pitching coach Dan Runsler heads back to the dugout, still 4-0 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now runners at the corners here with one out for Felix Tena. So here comes the first pitch to Tena from Flores. And it is outside, the count at 1-0. To Felix Tena. Tena, an RBI single back in the first inning where Fresno scored two of their four runs. They added a run in the second, now a run here in the eighth. A big insurance run. As is check swing, and it is a strike. Count of 1-1. As Colin Baumgartner, with no one warming up, looks like he's going to finish this game most likely for the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, and it gets away again. Snyder will take second, but Perez thinks twice about going home. So Snyder will reach on a, or get to second on a wild pitch. Now runners at second and third with one out. The infield in for San Jose. And Felix Tena, a 2-1 count to him. So So now Flores is going to try to keep this game at 4-0. Here's the pitch to Tena. Long pause. Here it is. And Tena takes it high. Now 3-1. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies trying to win their sixth straight game. Stockton has just taken the lead against Modesto as well. So the Grizzlies could have sole possession after tonight. As Tena fouls it off, count full, 3-2. The Grizzlies would have won 7 of 8. They're looking to win 6 in a row, which would be their longest win streak this season, currently on theirs right now. And they would have won 5 in a row against San Jose. They're also looking for their second straight shutout and their third shutout in their last 5 games. Here comes the pitch. And it's swung on and foul tipped at the dish. And they're saying catcher's interference. And it allows another run to score. So Perez comes in on catcher's interference. As Tena reached for that ball and Hanchy caught the glove of Hanchy caught the bat of Tena. So another run now 5-0. And they're actually saying it's a balk. I believe it was catcher's interference as Tena swings and misses. That is out number 2. First strikeout for Flores and brings up Fadrio Cruz, who is 0-3. So now 5-0. As Cruz takes a pitch inside, count of 1-0. We've seen a lot of action in this game. We have seen 8 times that the trainer has come out to check on players on either side. And it's been from a mix of things. Line drives off the pitcher to base running. Fly ball out to center field. That is playable for the center fielder in Cox. And he will make the catch to end the inning. We head to the ninth. The Grizzlies lead 5-0. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander. Or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including...
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the ninth inning, 5-0 Fresno leads San Jose. As Elion Ryo will take on the new Grizzlies pitcher, left-hander Bryson Hammer takes over on the bump. As the first pitch is swung on and missed, count it 0-1. Here comes the next pitch, and it's fouled off, and it's now 0-2 to Ryo. Ryo 0-2 with a walk. as he takes over for Colin Baumgartner, who was fantastic out of the bullpen. Baumgartner with his two, as here's a fly ball out to center field. Long run for Hobson. He will make the catch. He glided to that ball for the first out. One away, as here comes Guillermo Williamson, who is one for two, a single and a walk. But for Baumgartner, his two and one-third innings is a career high in innings pitched. No hits, no runs, no walks, four strikeouts for Baumgartner. And now Bryson Hammer has a check swing. He did go around. And there's a strike to Williamson. Good pitch from the lefty. And Bryson Hammer, 6'1", 186 pounds. He is 22 years old. As that pitch is low, count of one ball and one strike. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a quick wrap-up of tonight's action and what to expect tomorrow. Here comes the pitch from Hammer, and it is high for a ball. And Williamson, good job right there as the video board just went out here at Chukchansey Park. All right, here comes the pitch to Hammer. Two outs to go here in the ninth inning. And it's fouled off towards the Grizzlies' dugout. And the count now at one ball and two strikes. So one ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. And that's called strike three. And just like that, Williamson is down on strikes. First strikeout for Hammer, second out of the inning, 11 strikeouts overall, and it's Javier Francisco who is 0 for 2 with a hit by pitch, and Hammer looking for a 1-2-3 inning. As a ground ball off of Hammer, we have seen this play too many times tonight. He drills it over to first, and that is a 1-2-3 inning, and the Grizzlies have back-to-back shutout wins to start this series. They've won 5 in a row against San Jose. They've won 6 in a row overall, and 7 of their last 8. Your Grizzlies currently sole possession of the California League North Division. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of
hybrids on Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park, for the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's game, as your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious once again. A 5-0 win over the San Jose Giants. Your Grizzlies improved to 12-3. They've won 6 games in a row, 5 in a row against San Jose. Back-to-back shutout wins. They have 3 shutout wins over their last 5 games. Final lines, Fresno, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 4 left on base. San Jose, no runs, 3 hits, 1 error, 7 left on base. The winning pitcher is Brian Perez. He's 1-0. The loss to Josh Bostic, he's 0-3. No save. Time of game, 2 hours and 12 minutes in front of 1,727 people, the announced crowd. Well, your Fresno Grizzlies were successful once again. Let's go through the scoring plays, and it's just for Fresno. In the first inning with 2 outs, Andy Perez, a triple. He would score on an RBI triple from Jake Snyder. And then Felix Tena, an RBI single, all with 2 outs. And then in the second inning, the Grizzlies would make it 3-0. An RBI double from Aiden Longwell. Initially ruled an error, it was moved back to an RBI double. Made it 3-0. Fresno at that point. The Grizzlies would add 2 runs in the 8th, a pass ball by catcher Ty Hanchy, and a balk would score the final 2 runs, making it 5-0 Fresno. That's all the scoring plays we have. We do have another scoring change as well. It is a wild pitch. Instead of a pass ball, a wild pitch. So that is 2 earned runs for Flores, and that will end for that. And then there was another one. In the top of the 5th inning, the ground ball from Lewis, which would have been the first out of the inning, is going to go 1-6-3 on the putout. So a couple scoring changes just now. A lot of interesting plays in this game. Let's go to the offensive stats first for Fresno. Andy Perez extends his hit streak to 15 games, a 3-for-4 day for him. He had 2 runs scored. Jake Snyder, 1-for-2, an RBI, and a walk. Felix Tena, he had a hit and an RBI. Aiden Longwell, a hit and RBI as well. Darius Perry, a hit and a run scored. For San Jose, 1 hit for Jonah Cox. He reached base twice. Ty Hanchy had a single as well. And then Guillermo Williamson, a single for San Jose. They did not have a hit over their final 3 innings, just 1 over their final 6 innings tonight, as the Grizzlies pitching staff was outstanding once again. Brian Perez, 5 2/3 scoreless innings, 3 hits, 4 walks, a hit by pitch, and 6 strikeouts. Perez, career high in innings pitch. Congratulations to the right-hander. He's 1-0. The hold to Colin Baumgartner, his 3rd of the year, 2 1/3 perfect innings for Colin Baumgartner. He would strike out Javier Francisco with the bases loaded in the 6th inning. And then after that, he cruised. 4 punch-outs for him, 2 1/3 of perfect innings. That's a career high in innings pitch from Baumgartner. And then Bryson Hammer, 1-2-3 inning, including a strikeout and a ground ball that went off his body. We saw a lot of crazy plays, and hopefully a lot of people are going to be healthy for tomorrow's game. San Jose, 5 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned runs, 2 walks, 4 Ks over 3 innings of work for Josh Bostic. Esmerling Vinicio, 3 perfect innings of relief. He struck out four, and then Junior Flores allowed two runs, all earned in two innings of work. So as we said, we're hoping everyone will be healthy tomorrow as the Grizzlies look to make it three in a row to start this series and looking for seven in a row overall as they give the ball to left-hander Austin Emener. No record, a 3.52 ERA. He'll be countered by right-hand pitcher Cale Lansville, an 0-2 record, a 6.75 ERA for San Jose. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch, pregame show at 6:35. We're on ESPN Radio tomorrow. We'll have more details on our social media pages as well, so stay tuned for that. We're very excited to have our partnership with ESPN Radio, as the Grizzlies will have Thursday Night Baseball tomorrow, and we hope you can join us for Tioga Thursday. A big thank you to Virch for putting on tonight's broadcast, and a big thank you to our partners as well, Poppy's Mex Grill, our Press Box Food, Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. We also had Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. We had Express Furniture Rental, Manco Abbott, Lou Pervone's Apartment Homes at the Dominion, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, and of course, Tequila Fest right around the corner, as we cannot wait for that. Well, that will wrap it up tonight. However you were listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Wednesday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.